Right overhead at this time of the year, the constellation Scorpius is really almost unmissable, especially once you know where it is. Look for the bright red star Antares, flanked by a fainter star on either side. Off in one direction is the tail of the Scorpion. It curves round like a wrong way round question mark and ends in the sting at the end. And in the other direction are the claws of the Scorpion, which are actually towards the west. But Antares itself, the reddish star at the heart of the Scorpion, is interesting in its own right. The name means rival of Mars because it looks a lot like Mars. But what we now know about Antares is that it's a red supergiant star, which means it's very big, but also that it's so big that if the Sun was at the centre, the planets Mercury, Venus, Earth and Mars would all be inside the star. Red supergiant stars are associated with a late stage in the lifetimes of stars. So Antares is much nearer the end of its life than the beginning. It is big enough that it will possibly turn not into a black hole, but maybe into a neutron star. And a neutron star is something that the size of a city that's got all the mass of a star in it. So it behaves in a very peculiar way indeed. However, Antares is not unstable at the moment. It's likely that will probably be several million years in the future. So nothing to worry about as yet.